Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris, and I'm Bob Massa. Today, I'll be reading from Consumer Reports, and we're going to continue, in this issue known as Best and Worst of Cars. So we're going to start with What's New and What's Next. By the way, Jeff Bartlett wrote this story. There are six models debuting in the months ahead, each promising power, efficiency, space, and or clever features. We look forward to buying them and running them through our tests. In the meantime, here's a peek. Starting with a Volkswagen ID. Buzz, costing you $55,000 to $70,000. In late 2024, a nostalgic tribute to the classic microbus, the ID. Buzz electric van is a decidedly 21st century vehicle. It measures up to 8 to 9 inches shorter than the traditional minivans, but the interior space benefits from not having an engine up front and can accommodate up to 7 people. The ID. Buzz uses either a single motor with a 282 horsepower to drive the rear wheels or a dual motor 330 HP configuration with all-wheel drive. Both rely on a 91-kilowatt-hour battery. The cabin has a minimalist aesthetic, and options include a heated windshield, a panoramic sunroof, varying opacity, and 14-speaker stereo, and a range of vibrant body colors. Next, we have a Mini Countryman, which goes in the pricing range of $37,000. Spring of 2024, redesigned for the 2025 model year, the Countryman is going to grow in length and height and power. The biggest Mini ever starts with a S all-4, making 241 HP from a 2.0-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine. The sportier John Cooper Works Countryman churns out 312 horsepower. A fully electric Countryman is scheduled to follow this fall with dual electric motors that produce a total of 313 horsepower. Each version comes with all-wheel drive and a quirky interior that employs a giant circular center screen in place of a conventional instrument cluster. Next is a Toyota Camry, which goes in a pricing range of $28,000 to $36,000. And spring 24, the current Camry, redesigned back in 2018, is still great, earning a top pick designation this year. The subtle 2025 model year brings refinements throughout to make it even more desirable. The most notable change is replacing the conventional engines with a 2.5-liter four-cylinder hybrid that delivers more power than before. Every trim will be available with all-wheel drive, a first among Camry hybrids, in addition to the Toyota Safety Sense 3.0 suite of active safety features. All Camrys come with a blind spot warning and rear cross traffic warning. Next, we're going to have a late 2024 Ram 1500 REV. Ram kicks off its electric REV revolution, with the 1500 REV, a full-size pickup that draws from the redesigned 1500 and the new Ram Charger, a plug-in hybrid trucks. The REV has a single 654 horsepower electric powertrain with a choice of standard 350-mile range or a large 500-mile range battery pack. The electrical system uses an 8,000-volt architecture for rapid public charging, and the REV can send its onboard power to a house, worksite, or the grid. It's available with an air suspension. Pricing on this, by the way, is $55,000 to $90,000. Next, we have another Toyota called the Crown Signia, $42,000 to $50,000. And this is in the summer of 2024, a new model. The Crown Signia SUV is sized between the Venza and the Highlander hybrid SUV. It has a single powertrain, a 243 horsepower, 2.5 liter four-cylinder hybrid engine, matched to a continuously variable transmission shared with the Highlander Hybrid. All-wheel drive is standard. Toyota projects that it will earn an impressive 36 miles per gallon, combined EPA fuel economy rating. The dash design mirrors the Crown sedan with a digital instrument panel and a 12.3-inch infotainment screen. The five-passenger SUV has more passenger and cargo space than the sedan. And lastly, in this group, we have the Subaru Forester coming in here at a price of $28,000 to $39,000. Spring of 2024, the sixth-generation Forester packs many welcome upgrades into its familiar package. A 180-horsepower 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine is matched to a CVT routing power to all corners with the standard all-wheel drive system. Each trim level comes with the latest, a more capable version of the EyeSight suite of active safety features, driver attention monitoring, ventilated seats, and a hands-free power liftgate are available. Company says this model is quieter, addressing a criticism of the outgoing version. Next, we're going to move over to this thing called the hot hybrid everyone's talking about. It's the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle identified as PHEV, which runs on electric power for shorter drives, but can switch to gas for longer trips so you don't need to stop and recharge. This being done by Keith Barry. On the page I'm looking at, they have one here called Built for Plug and Pump. The Toyota RAV4 Prime PHEV has an EV range of 42 miles and a gas range of 500 miles. So, if you're considering plugging into the electric vehicle revolution, but worry about the potential hassles and uncertainties of charging on the road, a plug-in hybrid electric, PHEV for short, could be the right car for you. PHEVs bridge the gap between a regular hybrid and an EV. Unlike a regular hybrid, which recharges its battery using only its gas engine and brakes, a PHEV can also be plugged in to add electric-only range, usually between 20 and 40 miles. It can charge overnight from a standard household outlet, so you don't need to purchase and install a special charger. Once the electric range is depleted, the gas engine provides power for longer trips. If you like a majority of Americans tend to drive less than 40 miles a day, you could end up visiting the gas pump just a few times a year. Figuring out if a PHEV is right for you might take more research up front than with a conventional gas car or a hybrid, but for some drivers it could save them money over gas. Hybrid or electric vehicles, says Jake Fisher, Senior Director of CR's Auto Test Center. He says that in general, PHEVs can offer the best of both electric and conventional cars for people who do most of their driving around town. But he points out that a conventional hybrid is usually a better choice for those who mainly take longer trips or don't have somewhere, to plug in, because they'll probably never make up the higher purchase price of a PHEV in fuel savings. There are currently more than 30 PHEV models for sale in the U.S., ranging from small hatchbacks to luxurious SUVs. Most are based on existing gas-only vehicles or hybrids. Last year's sale of PHEVs grew by 60%, a larger increase than for EVs or conventional hybrids, according to CR's analysis of vehicle sales numbers over the past year. CR bought and tested some of the most popular PHEVs on the market. Here we explain how they work and tell you how to determine if a PHEV will save you money. We also highlight the PHEVs that Consumer Reports recommends so that you can choose the one that's best for you. But before we continue with just PHEVs, we're going to look at four ways to power a car. And you start, of course, with the internal combustion engine, or ICE. Vehicles are conventional cars with gas or diesel-powered engines. Gas-only vehicles have higher overall emissions than comparable hybrids, PHEVs, or electric vehicles. And gas-only cars deliver their best fuel economy at constant highway speeds. Next are hybrids. Pair a relatively small gasoline engine with an electric motor to provide greater fuel efficiency than most conventional cars that can be plugged in, or excuse me, they can't be plugged in. An electric motor supplements the gas engine and allows it to shut off at low speeds. And hybrids are often more powerful than their gas-only equivalents. And the battery for the electric motor is charged by the engine and regenerative braking. And, of course, here we're talking next about plug-in hybrids, or the PHEVs, generally have a larger battery than regular hybrids. Unlike regular hybrids, they can travel solely on electric power at regular driving speeds, usually for 20 to 40 miles. And PHEVs are designed to be plugged in to charge. And many PHEVs can charge overnight using a regular 120-volt outlet. And once the battery runs out, the gas engine kicks in for a total range of hundreds of miles. And finally, the pure electric vehicles, or EVs, don't have conventional engines. They are powered by an electric motor that gets its energy from a large battery. They can usually travel over 200 miles between charges. And the electric motor, or motors, has fewer moving parts and provides immediate acceleration that's much quicker than most conventional cars. Charging a depleted battery at home can be done overnight. The fastest public chargers can add 150 miles of range in about 30 minutes. And a 240-volt EV charger is recommended for charging at home. Powerful public charging stations can replenish the battery for quicker, but may be inconvenient to get to depending on your location. So continuing with the story, we got good news about PHEVs. Concern about charging logistics, such as where and when to charge, is a primary reason people are reluctant to purchase an electric vehicle. For many car buyers, a PHEV provides most of the benefits of driving an electric vehicle without worries about how and where to charge, Fisher says. In general, a PHEV costs less to purchase than an EV and is less pricey to fuel than gas or hybrid vehicles. Just how much you'll save on gas depends on how often you charge your PHEV. In most cases, the more you plug in a PHEV, the more gas and money you'll save, Fisher says. While fully charging a pure EV at the conventional 120-volt outlet can take several days, charging a PHEV, a standard household outlet, takes much less time. The models we tested took an average of 14 hours to charge at a 120-volt outlet, but a level 2 240-volt charger can top up the battery in just a few hours, and most PHEVs don't work with public DC fast chargers. And though many lack the pin-to-your-seat acceleration of a pure EV, most of PHEVs we tested are more satisfying to drive than the gas-only versions of the same vehicles. Our testing clearly indicates that a PHEV version of any model is quicker and quieter than a gas-only version, says Gabe Schneider, Associate Director of CR's Auto Test Center. Keep in mind that even with a full charge, PHEVs often engage the gas engine when it's cold outside. When extra power is needed for acceleration on steep hills, or you just keep gas from getting stale in the tanks, says Alex Neck, manager of auto testing insights at CR. So, what's right for you? If you don't have a garage or somewhere to plug it in, or if you mostly drive long distances, a PHEV isn't the right choice for you. For example, when the Hyundai Tucson PHEV is driven with an empty battery, it gets four fewer miles in our tests than the hybrid version. If you never plug it in, a Tucson PHEV could cost $150 more each year on gas than if you bought the conventional hybrid version. As with pure EVs, highway driving and temperature below 40 degrees Fahrenheit can reduce a PHEV's electric driving range. Reliability can vary significantly among PHEV models, so check the CR reliability rating of any model before you buy. Many of the least dependable PHEVs are from brands that struggle with reliability in general. By contrast, auto manufacturers that usually make reliable vehicles also tend to make trustworthy PHEVs, says Stephen Ellick, program leader for automotive data analytics, at CR. The most reliable automakers have proved it's possible to build a reliable PHEV, like a Toyota's Prius Prime and RAV4 Prime, he says. Generous federal tax credits for leasing a PHEV can add up to serious savings. For example, a well-equipped Hyundai Tucson SEL PHEV currently costs $34 per month, less to lease than a base model Hyundai Tucson Hybrid Blue, even though the rest of the lease terms are similar. If you're trying to decide between an EV and a PHEV, fuel savings and tax credits could make leasing an EV the better choice from a financial standpoint, but you'll still have to charge on the road. So let's take a look at the best PHEVs. These 10 PHEVs earned a CR recommendation after extensive testing. They scored well in our road test, often outshining the gas or hybrid versions of the same vehicle with quicker acceleration and quieter operation. In addition, their predicted reliability is average or above average. So here's the CR of Consumer Reports recommended group. I don't know if I'm going to number these, but I guess we're going to start with 88 and then work ourselves down from there. So number 88 overall score is the BMW X5 PHEV at $72,500. It has a range in miles of 39 with the EV plus 375 gas. Gas only, 21. The sharp handling X5 PHEV got a bigger battery for 2024, increasing its range and power. We recommend a 240-volt charger to refill the battery overnight. All-wheel drive is standard. Next is a Kia Sportage PHEV, $39,500 to $40,000. Range is 34 for the EV, and plus 345 miles gas. Gas only miles per gallon, 31. This had an overall score of 87. The PHEV is quicker and quieter than a regular Sportage. All-wheel drive is standard, and the interior is spacious. We got then the next is a Mazda CX-90 PHEV for, I'm going to call it $50,000 to $57,500. Range in miles, 25 on EV. Gas, 430. Gas only, miles per gallon, 23. Overall score of 80. And it says the CX-90 PHEV, which has three rows of seating, a large cabin, and standard all-wheel drive. Handling is agile, though transitions from gas to electric power aren't the smoothest. Next, we get an overall score of 82 for a Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV, 41,000 roughly to 46,000. Range miles, 38 EV plus 365 gas. Gas only, miles per gallon, 25. The 7-passenger Outlander PHEV is based on the Nissan Rogue and has a smaller third-row seat. It's quicker and quieter than the standard Outlander and has a higher city but lower highway miles per gallon. Next, how about a Hyundai Tucson PHEV? 38,475 to 45,200. Overall score of 82. And the range in miles, 33 for the EV, plus 345 gas. And the gas only miles per gallon, 31. The roomy and comfortable Tucson PHEV gets a generous 33 miles on electric power alone. All-wheel drive is standard. Then we have a overall score for a Kia Niro PHEV, 85 overall score, 34,390 to 40,000, almost 41,000. 33 EV plus 460 gas and gas only, miles per gallon, an impressive 47. The front-wheel drive Niro is available as a hybrid, a PHEV, and pure EV. The Niro PHEV can go almost 500 miles on a single tank of gas and a full charge. Next, let's take a look at a Ford Escape, a PHEV, coming in at 40,500 and an overall score of 74. Range in miles for EV, 37, plus a 405 for gas, and gas-only miles per gallon at 37. The Agile Escape has a fairly quiet cabin. In our owner satisfaction survey, the Escape PHEV scored much higher than the gas and hybrid versions, but is available only in front-wheel drive. Next, we take a look at a BMW with an 81 overall score. That's the 330e, 45.6 to 47.6, and it has a range of in EV at 20 miles, plus 300 in gas. Gas mileage is 28. This PHEV boosts the same sporty handling, luxurious interior as the already excellent 3 Series. All-wheel drive is optional, and the battery takes up some trunk space. Then we got a Toyota RAV4 Prime, 43.7 to 47.6. Range in miles for EV, 42, plus a 500 gas mileage. Gas-only mileage is 34 per gallon. The already recommended RAV4 is quicker and quieter as a PHEV thanks to a combined 302 horsepower from its electric drive and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, and had an overall score of 89. And we'll close this out with a 76 overall score for a Toyota Prius Prime, 33,000 to 40,000, and it has a range in miles of 39 on the EV, plus a 455 gas. Gas only, miles per gallon, 43. The Prius Prime has a larger battery than the regular Prius Hybrid. Unlike the regular Prius, it is front-wheel drive only. Its long electric range varies based on the trim level. So will a PHEV save you money? And their CR says, we've calculated the cost of owning 3 CR-recommended PHEVs, comparing them with their gas, hybrid, or EV counterparts. A PHEV will almost always cost less to fuel than a conventional car, and will usually cost less than a hybrid, too, says Jake Fisher, senior director of CR's Auto Test Center. But on average, the purchase prices of PHEVs we tested were 15% higher than their gas-only counterparts and 13% higher than hybrids. Whether your fuel savings will cover the additional purchase cost depends on a number of factors. We calculated for drivers who put 40 miles a day on their cars, plug in their EVs and PHEVs nightly, and take 400-mile trips each year. We assumed a blend of city and highway driving and optimal temperatures for electric charge, using the latest fuel and energy prices available in January of 2024, and choose gas and electric prices for states with energy costs that represent most of the country. PHEVs give you the flexibility to pick whichever energy source costs less, Fisher says. But if you live somewhere with high gas prices and relatively low electricity costs, such as Washington State, we found that a PHEV will save you more money per mile than if you live somewhere with lower gas prices and higher electricity prices, such as Massachusetts. Savings are less significant in states such as California, where electricity and fuel costs are high, and Florida, where both costs are relatively low. So for the record, as they made this comparison, they used 4 states, California, Massachusetts, Florida, and Washington. I think we're, for sake of just comparison pricing between PHEVs or gas. We're going to use Massachusetts as our closest relationship here. So we're going to start with a BMW 3 Series. And if you drove a 30E, which is recommended, PHEV that had an overall score of 81, costing about $53,455 versus the 330i xDrive gas coming in with an overall score of 78 and a cost of $52,065. And they say here the winner is the PHEV. In general, a PHEV will save you money on fuel over a gas-only version of the same vehicle as long as you regularly plug it in. The payback period depends on your fuel and energy costs. The BMW 330e PHEV costs $1,390 more than the conventional 330i. Even with a modest electric-only range of 20 miles, the 330e pays for itself just under 3 years in Washington, but over 7 in California. In Massachusetts, the cost to run the PHEV was $1,704, cost of fuel for 1 year. That's what this is all about. And the one for the gas only was $1,709, so you had a $5 difference there. For a Hyundai Tucson, the PHEV versus a hybrid. The Tuscan PHEV comes in with an 82 overall score and had a cost of about $39,440 versus the Tucson Hybrid coming in with an overall score of 85, $36,045 cost. Here they say the winner is the hybrid. By and large, a PHEV will cost more to purchase than a conventional hybrid. In the case of Tucson, any fuel savings might not make up for the $3,395 difference in costs, especially if electricity is expensive where you live. But conventional hybrids aren't eligible for a federal tax credit of up to $7,500, but they may help defray the cost of leasing of the PHEV. For the PHEV in Mass, the cost is $1,358. For the hybrid, the cost for fuel is $1,092. And the last one here is the Niro PHEV. That's a Kia, by the way. $35,940 as tested, 85 overall score, versus the Niro EV. 71 overall score and a cost of $42,400. And clearly the winner here is a PHEV. And fueling costs are similar between the two vehicle types, and EVs almost always cost more upfront to purchase than PHEVs. The Niro EV would make financial sense only if you could take advantage of state and local incentives that apply to EVs and not PHEVs. If the manufacturer is offering a lease deal on an EV, or if you have solar panels at home. Again, the cost of fuel for the PHEV was under $1,973 in Mass, while the cost for the EV is just slightly over $1,000, coming in at $1,074. This is probably the right place to stop for the moment. So this is the... That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack, and I've been reading from the April 2024 edition of Consumer Report. So I'm Bob Mesa, and so long until the next time.